In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guy. One of the big things in life is we all want happiness. We want success. We want love, money, freedom. We want all of that. But underneath all of those different ideas, and I'm going to say ideas, underneath all of it, what we really want is something exact. It's very, very simple. We just want to feel good. Now, just imagine that. You just want to feel good. You see, it's not about money. It's not about success. It's not about love. It's not about the freedom that we want. It's about feeling good. And good, well, typically a good life, is actually built on good days. And this is something that was shared with me many, many years ago. Good days are actually created intentionally. They're not something that just happens to you. They actually are created intentionally. And for many people that have conversations with me, one of the key areas that comes back to me is, Stuart, you seem to be positive every single day. And this was something that I've just taken for granted, but it wasn't something where I flipped a switch. It is something that was evolved over many, many years. And it was actually on the back of a conversation with a client of mine. They just said, you know what, I love coming into these particular sessions because you pick me up. You just seem to fill my cup with a little bit more energy and I can go forward. How do you do that? How do you always go forward? And really, I started to do a bit of a reflection on that to try and unpack it, because remember, I'm just living the life. I'm actually going through it. So I had to do quite a deep reflection to highlight some key areas that I'm sure that you can actually start to implement into your life. And they're actually so simple. It's just a matter of becoming more aware of it. So the first thing that really came out was, I don't actually have bad days. What I actually have are bad moments. That was one of the first elements that I've actually had a look at. So when I have a look at that, for instance, both my daughters, and it's crazy, in a matter of 10 days, both of them were in very minor car accidents, okay? And it was typically, for everyone around, that's a bad day. And I looked at that and I said, no, that's just a bad moment. They just had a moment where they bumped into the back of somebody. And it's actually quite funny because both of them had pretty much bumper damage, radiator damage. It was almost like it was exactly the same thing. But it was bad moments, not bad days. And when I actually spoke with my daughters and I said, well, prior to that, how was your morning? No, it was fantastic. I was happy. And then this happened and it was so it is actually just a moment. It's not a bad day. It's just a moment. And when you can start thinking in that manner, that it's not a bad day, it's just that bad moment, suddenly you're going to start looking at your day in a very different way. Now, yes, these bad moments that we have, okay, they could be loss, which basically becomes this internal emotion that just carries on and carries on. It could be stress that's coming out. It could even be setbacks that can come into your life. And a big setback that I always reflect on, and it's one of the hardest ones, was I remember having a contract back in 2017, and I was told over a lunch that it's been canceled. And that was 80% of my income. That contract in one lunch was canceled. And for me, I thought that was the end of my life. I thought that was it. But what it really was, it was just a bad moment. And that little bad moment, it was something that I could almost overcome it by actually looking at myself. You see, what happened on the outside, I could not change the outcome of that conversation, just like my daughters could not change the outcome of the accidents that we're in. But what they could control was their internal calmness. They could breathe, they could relax, they could see, you know what, that was just a moment, and I could then start to move forward. And this actually reminded me of a mantra that a mentor shared with me, and this was back in 2001. They shared this one mantra with me that really I did not understand it until I was going through. So let me put the context of this particular conversation. It was a mentor that brought me on board to open up a region in a province. And this was something where they said to me, you're going to have clients that are not going to like you. You're going to have clients that not want to deal with you. You're going to have clients that are going to retract offers and deals away from you. And it happens. And when that does happen, you cannot take that on a personal level and then think that is my life. That is what my days are going to look like. Those are just moments. But they said this mantra to me that I didn't understand in the beginning, but as I was going through it, suddenly it became clearer and clearer. And the mantra goes like this: everything is happening for me, not to me. Everything is happening for me, not to me. Now, in the beginning, I didn't understand that. But as I started going through my journey in my business career, I suddenly reflected on that particular mantra. And he said, just every morning, just read that to yourself 3-4 times and then carry on with your particular day. And when I start to reflect back, everything is happening for me. When a client retracts, I'm learning from it. Why did they retract? Why did they actually go to another client? I would start looking deep and then go, oh my gosh. What they were doing is they were educating me. They were actually directing me in my weaknesses or my shortcomings. And I would actually improve on that and then go back to them and I would secure that particular client. But if I had that mindset that it was happening to me, oh, they don't like me, they're taking it away, this is it, and I stopped there, I would never progress and go forward in my life. So this particular mantra, everything is happening for me, not to me, became a way of actually going forward. And now it becomes something that's internal. It's something that's taking me years to actually start to build up inside of me, where when something happens, I review it, I look at it, and I go, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I make this not happen again so it's not repeatable? How can I scale this? How can I take it to another level? And that became a very important building block of why I'm positive. And I'm not going to say all day, because that would be almost a lie, but I see the positive in everything. Why? Because it's happening for me, not to me. So that's a big thing. So I then started to look at that. And I know that particular mantra, it's one that's going to take you a number of, and for me, it took me a number of years, but it'll take you a number of years for you to start internalizing that so that you can actually start building on that to make your life good, if you want to use that in a nice way. So I started to look at 5 actionable tips that you can start to implement that will support what you're actually doing. It's going to actually help you to have those better days so that you start looking at the life and the world around you in a very, very different way. Now, the very first one is decide that feeling is actually the goal. All right, the feeling is the goal. It's not about going and buying a new car or suddenly you're getting a large amount of money, a commission in or anything like that. The goal is actually the feeling. Now, let me go and break this down so that we can actually help you to understand it. If we keep on chasing goals that are related to money or something tangible, once we achieve it, it's like a spike. We feel good. That's great. Oh, wonderful. And then what happens? We have a spike that goes back down, and everything is just a moment. But if we're actually chasing that we want to feel good, what will we actually do? Well, we'll go ahead and we'll say, well, we need to chase a certain client. We get that client, yeah, we feel good about that, but I want to continue feeling good. So what else can I do? Well, I can actually go out and I can meet another client, or I can actually close this particular deal. You see, when we're chasing the goal of feeling good on an ongoing basis, you'll see how the cycle starts to turn around and you'll actually start to pick up your particular day. Now, it's a mindset change when you're actually going through this. When you're starting to change your mindset, not about, and as a coach, I'm always working with clients with goals, but underlying is I want to make sure that that feeling good becomes continual as you're going through it. So really what you need to do is make feeling good a priority in your life, not the byproducts, not the other way around. It's not about getting a new car and then saying, ah, I feel good. Paying off that credit card, ah, I feel good. No, feeling good. What can I do to feel good? Well, I could pay off the credit card. That's one thing. Ah, but I feel good. What else can I do? Well, I can do some gratitude. What else can I do to feel good? When you have that as a mindset, you're going to find that a lot of the decisions that you make are actually going to start changing. You're going to start thinking differently and not thinking on a one track, do one thing and then think that's going to be the best part of your life. No, you're going to be thinking on a continual basis because it is something that is consistent. So this is the first one. It's not the easiest one to do, but it's just changing that particular mindset. The second one is something that I do personally because one of my purposes in life is to inspire people. I want to bring you up. I want to give you this energy that helps you to start moving forward. But that can only be done if my cup is full, if my energy is full. And this is where I've started to almost, and some people might think of it as being, well, Stuart, you might be a little bit selfish because you're thinking of yourself first and then on others. And my thought process is, well, actually, if I've got no energy, if I've got nothing in my cup, if I've got nothing to give, how can I help you? All that's going to happen is I might bring you down even further. And that's not really what we want. So what I need to do is I need to make sure that my cup is full. I need to make sure that I've actually got a lot of energy. I've got this positive. I'm starting to have that gratitude. I'm building that up. When it's at the peak, I've actually got that energy to be able to fill in your cup and to actually help you. Now, I've been doing this for many years. And for people, they say to me, Stuart, you know, that's a bit selfish. You know, you're taking that time for yourself. But here's an amazing thing. That little time could be 15 minutes. It could be something where I can actually say to people, hey, you know what? I just need to sit down. I need to calm. I need to relax. I need to focus. I need to do this. Maybe it's play a video game. Maybe it's just to read a book. It's to do something for myself because once I come out of that particular moment, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to have that inspiration. And ultimately what it does, it makes you into a better person. You will actually become a better parent, a better friend, a better leader. Why? Because you're bringing the positivity. And this is something that I do on a regular basis to make sure that my cup is always full. So when I do come across and have conversations with people and they're not feeling great, they're in signs of depression maybe, they got stress around them, the chaos of life is really over the top, I'm able to start bringing them out of that through the conversations because I've elevated almost the cup to the maximum that I can be able to share. So the key here is make sure that you're looking after yourself first before you start looking after others. And it's not selfish because you can't look after others if you don't have anything inside of you to actually give. So that was a second one that I do on a regular basis. Now, 3, 4, and 5 are actually in a category. And it's a category that I do personally every single day. And it now becomes a habit. It works in the category, and you would have heard this, mind, body, and soul. It's these three areas that really almost transforms ourselves. I use these three areas, the mind, body, and soul, to start to re-energize myself. So as much as 2 becomes something that you need to have that full cup to help somebody, 3, 4, and 5 that I'm going to share with you, that's how you fill your cup. This is how you become, inverted commas, selfish. But no, you're not selfish. You're actually building yourself up. So the very first one is do one thing daily for your mind. One thing daily for your mind. It is so important to make sure that your brain is active on a daily basis, not just once a week, on a daily basis. It is so important to be learning something. And it could be something as simple. Take 5 minutes, read a few pages of a book, maybe even just write down a journal. Learn something new. This is something that I always look at. Be creative. Doodle, draw, sing, practice some gratitude. Something that really helps on an ongoing basis for your mind. And it puts a smile on your face. It's actually amazing if you just read something or you listen to something for your mind, it actually just picks you up a little bit. But one of the keys here is consistently do it. It's not just a once-off. It's consistently do it. And it boils down to this, because our thoughts in the beginning, you know what, I could do it once a week and that's fine. But no, 5 minutes a day will beat doing it once a week. Because of that consistency, you will find that your mind becomes a lot more clearer and focused as you're actually doing that. So what's that one thing that you could do every single day for 5 minutes to help your mind? The second one, well, this is number four, but the second one of the mind body is, how can you move every single day? How can you move every single day? And now you might say, well, that's easy. Think of this way. Our body is designed to move. Our limbs, basically, they move all over the place. I'm a handsy person when I talk. But we are designed as humans to move on an ongoing basis. When we stop moving, we actually find that we start getting stiff. And think about this. You wake up in the morning and you need to do that stretch. Why do you need to do that stretch? Because your muscles have relaxed to such a point that they need to get that blood flow going through it. And then as soon as you start doing it, you start feeling better. You know, going out and doing something simple like walking, something simple that just gets that heart rate going in your body is so important. You see, the blood flow that starts to work through your body will end up in your brain. So the first one, which is mind, needs oxygen. It needs that blood flow. So you need to move the body. So you can do things like walking every day. If you do a hike, you can do that. You can even dance. You know, for me, I do calls where I'll be standing up, and in between calls, I'll do a little bit of a jiggy dance just to make sure that the blood flow goes through. And it actually puts a smile on my face. I mean, I've just done that now and you can hear my voice. I just move myself around and I got a smile on my face because I think that is cool. You see, the big key here is your body, it wants to move. Listen to it. It wants to move. So make sure that you're moving and make sure that you're doing it with a smile, because that actually gives that new level of energy as you're going through. And that leads us on to the third, which is the fifth one, but of those categories, mind, body, and soul. And this is where you need to fill your soul on a daily basis. This is something that becomes almost driven inside of you. And when you can actually find that place where you can actually reconnect with yourself, you're going to find that levels of gratitude goes through the roof. It's something that your soul is what gets you going in life, by the way. And you can do this with things like prayers. You can do it with meditation. You can even do it with silence, just sitting in silence and listening to very, very calm music. You can even do it by walking through nature. You can do it with gratitude and kindness, just saying, hey, hope you have a fantastic day. Man, you're looking fantastic today. I have a part of my day which is watching nature. I've got these birds that come every single morning, and I've got bird feeders, and I make sure that we get at least 5 to 10 different species of birds that come. And I don't have control of that. I have control of feeding them, but just looking at them and hearing them, it just makes something so warm inside of me that gives me that new energy as we're going through. You see, when your soul is nourished, you know, life, it's actually going to start feeling lighter. And it's such a key part of it as you're going through. So mind, body, and soul, something that you can do every single day. And you just look at it and say, well, what can I do for 5 minutes a day? on each one of those. What can I do for my mind? Read a book. What can I do for my body? Maybe just go for a walk or do a little jiggy dance. What can I do for my soul? Just meditate. Maybe something internal where you're actually just starting to reset yourself, which becomes so, so key. Now, going through all of this, I suddenly got a reflection, and this was a side note that came in, because when I started to look at my journey back from that original conversation, that original mantra that was shared with me back in 2001, which is the one which basically goes like this: everything is happening for me, not to me. Everything is happening for me, not to me. So back from 2001, I started to reflect back to present day. And there were times where I'd burnt out. And burning out is something that happens to all of us. So this was a side note that actually came in, because as much as we're doing all of this and we're filling our bucket and we're giving that energy and we're really starting to go forward, there are times in my life where I've experienced burnout. And it's this burnout that I suddenly sat back and I said, wait a minute, what is this burnout? Is it that I'm doing too much? And I actually came to realize, when I reflected on the activities around the burnout, I actually wasn't doing a lot of things. In fact, I was actually doing the wrong things. When I started to really reflect, and I want you to take this moment, think back to the last time that you burnt out. What were you actually doing? What were those activities? And what I actually came to realize, and it was a light bulb moment for myself, is burnout is actually doing too little of the things that actually fill you up. Burnout is doing too little of the things that help you to fill you up and give you those good feelings. In fact, we were doing things that was disconnected from ourselves. We were doing things that were for other people. We were doing things that weren't helping us. And suddenly that's when I started to realize burnout isn't when we're doing too much for ourselves. It's when we're doing things for the outside world. So the next time you feel like you're getting into burnout, just hit that pause button, reflect on all those activities and go, wait a minute, I need to take a step back and I need to look after myself. I need to refill myself, because that's really where we're starting to look at that burnout. So through this, and you can ask yourself these questions that I'd actually jotted these down as noted questions. The first one that I want you to find out is, what's that one thing that you're going to do every day for 5 minutes for your mind? What's that one thing that you're going to do for yourself for 5 minutes for your body? What's that one thing that you're going to do for yourself for 5 minutes for your soul? It's just a common question that's going to come through, but I want you to internalize that particular question. Ask yourself that question on a regular basis. What am I going to do for my mind? What am I going to do for my body? What am I going to do for my soul? As you're going through, start to actually put that into action. So like with all my particular sessions, I like to end with a quote that really sums all of this up together. And there was a quote, and again, unknown author, because I just kind of scratched the actual quote down, and then I always forget to write the author's name. So this one is unknown at the moment. And it goes like this: a good day isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you take care of yourself before the world gets to you. So let me repeat that. A good day isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you take care of yourself before the world gets to you. I want you to think about that, and I want you to have an absolutely great day further.
You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.